Okay, so one of the more, I would say, out of the blue or interesting questions that one of the chevra here has asked was when Shua called me and he said that they have a tree in their backyard that used to be a fruit-bearing tree, and they want to cut it down in the middle of their backyard. So what is the status? He asked, is it mutter? Is there a problem with that? So Shua was on the ball, because it says in Parshas Shoftim, at the end of Parshas Shoftim, when it's talking about laying siege on a city, it says, again, this is in Perek Chaf, in Sefer Devarim, Pasuk Yud Tes, Ki Satzur El Ir Yamim Rabim Lehi Lachem Aleha. So when you're going to lay siege on a city for many, many days, you're going to war with them, Litafsa, and you're going to try to seize it and conquer the city. Lo Sashchis says Eitza, you shall not destroy the tree, you should keep it there, do not swing an axe, Lendoach Lav Garzen, Ki Mimenu Tochel Ve'oso Lo Sichros, you should eat from it, you shouldn't chop it down. Ki Ha'adam Eitza Sodet Lavo Mipanecha B'matzor. So we see from this pasuk that you're not supposed to chop down a fruit-bearing tree. Now, before we even get into the details of the mitzvah, I just want to jump to the Shoresh HaMitzvah. The Shoresh HaMitzvah, if you take a look at the Sefer Achinuch, which we've seen before, but the Sefer Achinuch goes through all 613 mitzvahs, and it tells us some of the Dinei Mitzvah, but it also tells us the Shoresh HaMitzvah. It's almost like the Neshama, the Panimius, the reason behind the mitzvah, what's at the root of it, what are the lessons to be learned? So he says the following, Shoresh HaMitzvah Yedua, when it comes to not cutting down a fruit-bearing tree, and again, this is in mitzvah, Tuf Kuf Chaf Tes, that's going to be 529. Shukadei Lum O Nafshenu Le'ehov Hatov Hatwelas Uhidabek Bo. It's in order to teach ourselves to love good and to love positive things. Umitoch Kach Tidbak Banu Hatova V'Narchuk Mikol Davara Mikol Davar Hashchasa. We want to run away from all negative things. You want to run around from destructive forces. V'zehu derech ha-chasidim v'anshei ma'isa ohavim shalom smeichim b'tov abrios. Chasidim, real pious Jews and pious people, they love peace and they're happy when there's good in the world. And they're not going to destroy, he says, lo yavdu afilu gargar shochardo ba'olam. They're not going to destroy one single mustard seed. Nothing, that it's not like those, you know, you see the kids, let's say, who forget, like stomping on an ant, but do the magnifying glass to burn, like that's totally crazy. They forget anything. They're not going to destroy anything. They recognize that everything in this world is Hashem's creation, and there's no reason to destroy or be destructive at all. To cause any sort of loss is an awful thing, and that says the Sefer Chinuch is the Shoresh HaMitzvah. So where does this come up in the Gemara? The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, discusses the Isser to cut down fruit trees. And he says there's an isser to cut down fruit trees that produce a kav of fruit, right? So you have a certain significant amount of fruit that this tree produces, so that's going to then give it the status of a fruit-bearing tree, and you're not allowed to cut it down. The Gemara even tells a story of Rav Chanina's son, who died as a result of cutting down a fruit tree, which kind of alarms us and tells us just how severe this isser is to be destructive, you know, and cut down these trees that are beneficial for so many people. So that's really an awful thing. Yet Ravina says it's going to be mutter to cut down these fruit-bearing trees if the wood from the tree is worth more money than the fruits themselves. So the Gemara tells us again, outlines that there's an isser, says it's a very serious isser, but also tells us there's a little bit of leeway. Right? Amar Ravina, v'im hayim u'le bedamim mutter, if the wood is going to be more valuable than the fruit themselves, so then there's a toelas, there's a reason, there's a benefit for cutting down the tree. So if you jump to the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Vav, we'll read three halachos, but the Rambam says the following: Ein kotzin ilanei meichel shechutz lamedina ve'ein monin mehem amasamayim. So you're not allowed to cut down fruit-bearing trees. And again, this is not just in Eretz Yisrael, but everywhere in the world. You're not allowed to cut down trees, and you're not allowed to prevent the irrigation or the flow of water to these trees to dry them out. Why? Shenemar lo sashchis says you're not allowed to destroy the trees. V'kol hakotzitz loken, anyone who destroys them is going to get malchus. And it says v'lo b'matzor bilvad, and it's not just in the times of the siege, like the pasuk was talking about. Ela b'kol makom, kol akotzitz ilan meichel derech hashchasa loke. So the Rambam says anyone who cuts down a tree in a destructive way is loke. But again, those key words are derech hashchasa, in a destructive manner. Of akotzitzin oso, but if you cut it down im hayam mazik ilan osachirim, if this one tree is damaging other trees, omipneisha mazik basad achirim, or it's damaging trees in another field, omipneisha damav yikarim, or because its monetary value is more significant, it's more valuable. Lo aser Torah ela derech hashchasa. The Torah only asered cutting down the fruit trees if it is going to be derech hashchasa. And just jump to Halacha Yud for a second. V'lo ha'ilanos bilvad. And this isn't just talking about trees. The Rambam says, El kol ha'majbir kelim. Anyone who breaks kelim, you break utensils, you break just random furniture. V'koreya bigadim, you rip clothing. V'horeis binyan v'sosim ayan u'ma'abed ma'achalos derech hashchasa over belos hashchis ve'ino loke elamakas mardus midivrehem. Says the Rambam, it doesn't just apply to trees, but it applies to really everything. The Rambam says that there is an isser, you're over on the isser of los baltashchis, this is the avera of los baltashchis, and the Rambam says you might not get malchus elamakas mardus midivrehem, meaning it's an isser derabbanan, says the Rambam, but nonetheless it's still an isser to just be destructive, to destroy things for no apparent reason is a problem. There are those, I think I saw quoted the Chassam Sofer. I think I saw a tshuva of Rav Asher Weiss about this. Rav Asher Weiss says, quoting the Chassam Sofer, that this might even be an Isser Daraisa, not just an Isser Darabanan. The Baal HaTanya, who we know from the Sefer HaTanya, but he also wrote the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is an incredibly important halachic work. So he writes there, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, also says it might be, or he says not might, he says it is an Isser Daraisa, again, kind of in line with the Chassam Sofer. So how does this all shake out? So it sounds like, I don't want to say it's clear cut, but from the Rambam, any type of derech hashchas is going to be problematic. The leeway we have is when it's, you know, for a productive reason, when you're doing something positive by cutting it down. So if the tree is, again, the wood is more valuable, or the tree is damaging other trees, the poskim would say if the removing the tree will allow for expansion of, you know, you're going to expand your house now. Right, you have much more room to do something in the lawn, to play a certain particular game. I don't know, whatever it may be. Again, if it's going to improve productivity and it's going to be beneficial to you, so then it seems like it would be okay. However, there is a monkey wrench. Well, there's a fake monkey wrench and then a real monkey wrench. The fake one is this is never paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, never tells us that it's usher to cut down a fruit bearing tree. However. That's not to alarm us. That shouldn't scare us away from this. It still is an isser. Many poskim say it is also to cut down a fruit tree for no positive constructive reason. There is one idea that Taz does say that there is an isser mishum sakana to do this nowadays. Like we said, Rav Chanina's son died early as a result of cutting down this fruit tree. So he wants to say that there's a real sakana in cutting down the tree, and it should only really be mutter if it's done for a mitzvah, not just a constructive purpose, right? Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva in Chelek Hay of his tshuvos, where he says he was asked the question, are you allowed to cut down the branches to a fruit-bearing tree in order to use them for schach? So he goes, he goes through the whole entire sugya, really, but he does say for the purposes of a mitzvah, it should be okay. The Taz is saying that it's an Isser Mishum Sakana and should only be mutter for a mitzvah. But if you're just doing it to expand your house or something like that, then he would say it's a problem. Rav Asher Weiss was really not so into this Taz, and I think the consensus opinion of the poskim is any time that you're cutting down the tree for a constructive reason, then it's going to be okay. But what's the real monkey wrench in the sugya? So the real monkey wrench is as follows. Rav Yehuda HaChassid had a tzava. The tzava is like his almost like his last, his will almost, right? Tzava is Rav Yehuda HaChassid in Os Nun Gimel. Rav Avadya and others quote this as well. This is in number 53. So who was Rav Yehuda HaChassid? He was the author of the Sefer HaChassidim. He was a great Rishon. And he gives us many ideas that are not necessarily found in classic halachic, let's call it, literature. Right? So the idea of dating a girl with the same name as your mom, you're not going to find that in Shulchan Aruch. But many of these ideas that don't come up black and white on the Shulchan Aruch, but are, for the most part, you know, well-known, maybe even accepted halachos, or minhagim, let's call them, I don't even call it bona fide halacha, but he gives us many of these ideas. So he says you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree, and even if it's for one of these allowed reasons, meaning you should almost never cut down a fruit-bearing tree. However, Rav Avadya Yosef quotes this Rav Yehuda HaChassid, and he says we really don't need to be concerned for this, especially b'makom mitzvah. Again, if you're doing it for a mitzvah purpose, then it's going to be okay. But he does say you should try to have an Eino Yehudi, have a non-Jew, what's it called? Make sure they... Either you should sell it to a non-Jew and have him cut it out, or, you know, maybe if you can't do that, have it done al yidei a non-Jew. Rav Shai Shechter, I heard in Ashir, he quoted his father, who said that again, even though Me'ikar then it's going to be mutter to cut down the tree according to all Rishonim, since Rav Yehuda HaChassid is machmir, even though it's a monster, you know, chumrah, we should try to have it cut down also, he writes, by a non-Jew, and it's even better to sell it to a non-Jew and have that non-Jew cut it down. And I spoke to Rabbi Reese about this also, just to see if I was missing anything from the sugya, you know, just in terms of the Rashi Prakim here. Again, I'm not very clear. I know I've said this a million times to you guys. I'm never, ever paskening for you guys. We just do this to kind of get a survey of the sugya. But Rabbi Reis has a tshuva in this in his sefer, Kanfei Yonah, where there was a tree overhanging into someone's property. So, you know, Reuven's neighbor Shimon had a fruit-bearing tree that was overhanging into Reuven's field, and he wanted to put up a sukkah, and the fruit-bearing tree was over. You can't have it covering the schach, so he wanted to cut it down. So there's a lot of different details in that sugya, but one of the issues is cutting down a fruit-bearing tree. So the one nekuda that I don't know if we focused on, though, Shua said the tree doesn't produce fruit anymore. So it could be that it's an Ilan Srak. It's a tree that doesn't produce any sort of fruit. And the halacha I skipped in the Rambam, we read halacha Ches and halacha Yud, but the Rambam writes in halacha Tes that an Ilan Srak is mutter to cut down. Afilo inu tzarech lo, even if there's no need for it at all. There are those who get into this idea of the Sefer Achinoch that if it's destructive, you shouldn't do this for no apparent reason, even if it doesn't produce fruit. Rabbi Reis was he was also a little bit concerned. How do you know it really doesn't produce fruit? And maybe they haven't taken care of the fruit of the tree for an extended period of time, but it really does have the koach inside of it to produce fruit. So he suggested you should call a landscaper in Shua's case to inspect the tree to make sure the tree really isn't producing fruit anymore, and then have him remove it, meaning the landscaper, or sell it to him. That would be better. Sell it to the landscaper and have him remove it. But again, Rabbi Reis said this really shouldn't be done for no good reason. If you're just cutting down a tree to have more space in your backyard, that's not really the best reason. It should really be a constructive reason for removing the tree. So again, those are just a couple ideas in terms of the background of the sugya.